From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Tuesday that he turned down a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington later this month because he wants to avoid interfering with the ongoing presidential primary elections. The White House said Monday that Israel had proposed the meeting for either March 17th or 18th, with the Obama administration agreeing to meet on one of those days. We were looking forward to hosting the bilateral meeting, according to National Security Council spokesman Ned Price. He said, "We were surprised to first learn via media reports that the prime minister, rather than accept our invitation, had opted to cancel his visit." The development comes as Vice President Joe Biden is due to arrive late Tuesday in Israel during his multi-nation visit to the Middle East. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. Iran defended two previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the U.S. and other Western powers said the launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. China's trade activity declined more than expected last month due to weak demand in the global economy and reduced business activity during the Lunar New Year holidays. The Customs Bureau announced Tuesday that exports plunged 25.4% from the same period a year ago to $126.1 billion. Meanwhile, China's trade surplus finished at $32.6 billion in February. This is VOA News. Bangladesh's highest court has rejected an appeal by a senior Islamist leader upholding his death sentence for war crimes committed during the country's 1971 war for independence with Pakistan. Chief Justice Surinder Kumar Sinha announced the decision Tuesday against Mir Qasem Ali. The 63-year-old is a leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party and was convicted in 2014 on 8 charges that included the abduction of a young man and his killing in a torture cell. Bangladesh says local collaborators and Pakistani soldiers killed 3 million people during the fight for independence, which the Jamaat-e-Islami opposed. South Korea has imposed a new set of unilateral sanctions against North Korea in response to the regime's latest nuclear and ballistic missile test. Under the sanctions announced Tuesday, Seoul blacklisted 40 North Koreans and 30 organizations involved in the North's nuclear development program, barring them from engaging in financial dealings with South Korea. The sanctions also banned the entrance of any ship that was docked at a North Korean port during the previous 180 days. South Korea will also encourage its citizens to avoid eating at North Korean restaurants when traveling abroad. The beginnings of International Women's Day, a mass protest by thousands of women in New York City seeking better pay and working conditions as well as the right to vote, has evolved into a day to take stock of the progress made toward gender equality as well as issues that still need to be addressed. The United Nations views gender equality, the view that women and men have the equal value and should be afforded equal treatment, as a human right. Yet despite more than 100-year history for International Women's Day, discrimination against women and girls continues worldwide in the form of gender-based violence and discrimination. The United States has made huge strides since its first march in 1908. Women have won the right to vote, they make up half of the workforce, and now earn a higher percentage of college degrees than men, among other things. However, the U.S. ranks 28th out of 145 countries in an annual world ranking of equality for women. Pakistan has urged Afghanistan's Taliban not to require conditions for direct peace talks with the Afghan government. Sartaj Aziz, the Pakistani prime minister, advisor in foreign affairs, spoke Tuesday at a news conference in Islamabad. He says the basic message to the Taliban would be that many of the preconditions that they're putting forward can come as a result of negotiation and not in advance, like prisoners exchange and freedom of movement for Taliban leaders, etc. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.